Ween plugs the gap left by the departure of Dr. John Totten last year. Hospital CEO Hugh Hallgren made the announcement at the Sitka Chamber of Commerce luncheon on Wednesday. Afterwards, he told me that bringing on a new surgeon required significant preparation on the part of staff and didn't mean the instant resumption of full surgical services like obstetrics.
We're poised to get back into the baby business. We're ready. We're kind of waiting for our medical staff to get prepared and start using us. But in terms of the ability to do C-sections, which is the only thing we've been lacking, we have it now. So what we're waiting to do in terms of making an announcement is to have 24-hour anesthesia coverage available. And our nurse anesthetist that has in the past provided us that has been way overseas. And so I don't want to make any sort of commitment on her behalf until she and I have discussed this, but we're hoping next week we'll have that resolved.
Chair Jeff Johnston says restoring full obstetrics was a priority for the hospital board and factored into recent strategic planning with Quorum Health Resources, which has a management contract with the hospital.
When they were talking about doing deliveries, he said it wasn't worth trying. We were talking about bringing in a traveler. And he said, well, I wouldn't do that, but if a surgeon fell into your lap, then you should charge full speed ahead with that.
Ween has practiced 9 years in Sitka at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. Physicians have moved between search and private practice in Sitka and back again. Johnston says this movement of personnel creates better opportunity for healthcare professionals.
4 years I've been here, it's been fairly common. And when you talk about exchanges, some of the nurses have been at Pioneer Home, they've been at Search, they've been at Community, and then make the circuit around. So it's, in a way, when we have qualified people in town and for one reason or another, they want to change their work hours or supervisors or what they're doing, they have an opportunity to do that. And it certainly benefits us to be able to have someone in town come over that we is a known quantity. And have them step right in, and they know people from town, they know how we do business here. So I think it's a real, real plus, because if someone were coming over that wasn't qualified, well, we wouldn't hire them. But we've just got a whole large group of really qualified people that want to stay in Sitka. So I really like the opportunity to have people come on over to the community hospital.
CEO Hallgren agrees the exchange worked in his favor this time, but he acknowledges that Sitka Community Hospital and Search gain more than they lose when staff choose to stay in town.
Well, I think the institutions are relatively happy about it. I mean, that's one of the benefits of having two in the community, is that if someone decides they prefer to be somewhere else, they don't have to leave Sitka. And on the other hand, if we have more people that want a job here than one hospital can supply, then the other hospital can take care of that. So in a way, it enriches the entire community.
There is a meet and greet scheduled for Dr. Ween on Wednesday, April 14th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. in the lower floor hospital classroom. Hallgren says this will be a good way for Sitkans to get to know him before they need him. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.